not being what we ought to be, God yes. still thought we was worth yes. saving. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hope all is well. Hope you got the announcements. Hope you're enjoying yourself. Now it's time for the word. Praise
yes.
God.
Come
Amen.
On.
We're still in Godfidence. We got this one and one more, and I promise I'm done. We're moving on. God gave me something new for y'all. But Godfidence, this is part 7. I can't believe it's been part
wow.
7 already. But if you got your Bibles, your tablets, your phones, whatever you're using, please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. It reads as follows. But the Lord said to Samuel,
mm-hmm.
don't judge by his appearance or height,
wow.
for I have rejected him.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them.
That's good.
People judge by outward appearance.
Come on.
But the Lord looks at the heart.
Woo!
Woo.
That's good.
That's good.
That's good.
For a text today, I think I'm going to call today's message, How God Sees Me.
Woo! Yes!
Woo! How God sees me. Why
Thank
is that
you,
important?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We live in a society where appearance can easily become an idol.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, yeah. We live, because we can be conceited mm-hmm. and narcissistic. I mean, if you just go through looking at some of our social medias, you see selfie after selfie and picture after picture,
Good.
And we get in our vain and glory. Not saying you should not care about how you look. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
But it's easy to put ourselves on a pedestal sometimes and become our own God because
mm-hmm.
we're so concerned about how we look on the outside.
Wow, come on.
Living in a social media age, especially platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, where women are encouraged for likes and mention to wear the least amount of clothes. Lord help us.
Wow.
She can obtain more of a following by more she shows.
Mm.
Then our appearance also can be determined by what? How others see us.
Wow.
In the effort to be liked or known through social media, we will do things that are contrary to our beliefs,
wow.
our values, and our discernment because we're trying to impress other people. Lord,
Jesus,
help us.
Help us, Lord.
Because we care about that much about our appearance. But I came to encourage somebody today that when you know who God is in your life and when you're comfortable in your own skin and you know God is God, you don't have to go and look for attention. You don't have to go and bow down for who the world says you ought to be. You know as long as God got me, I'm good. I don't have to worry about your standards. I'd rather have the King's standards.
That's good.
So today in 1 Samuel 16, you know me, I got to give you some context so you can appreciate the content. I don't know about you, but I can't go to the movie and start it halfway through the movie and then understand the end or even appreciate the end if I don't know what's going on. So I got to let you know, I'm just going to back up one chapter, 15. I got to back you up. So why is this important and why is Samuel, God telling Samuel that I don't look at people that way?
Mm.
Because Saul was king. Saul disobeyed. Saul was the first king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Saul was a brother, nice looking brother, tall, strong, and he was the first king of Israel. But Saul disobeyed God and he did it a couple times. And God said, you know what? I'm done with you. I told you to go and handle the Amalekites. Kill them all. They donkeys, they cattle. Do what you're supposed to do. I don't want nothing from Amalek because they hurt God's people. And what did Saul do? He went and killed what he thought he should and kept what he wanted. He didn't obey God. So Samuel had to come and say, look here, Saul. You didn't obey God's voice. You said you did, but you didn't. So check this out. God has taken the kingdom out of your hands and given it to a man that's better than you.
Woo!
That hurts. Can you imagine the prophet coming and tell you that God's not with you no more, that the anointing is not with you? You still have the position, but you don't have the anointing. My God. I could preach something right there. What happens when you still got the position, but you don't have the anointing? You got the position, but you don't have God's power and presence with you no more. I don't know about you, but I'd rather have the anointing in his presence than any position on earth. But Saul is tripping now. So Samuel's upset. He's crying to God like, God, that was my homeboy. I picked him myself. You told me he was the one to pick, and now he's not the king no more. So Samuel was like, what's going on? But God told him where to go, but did not tell him who to anoint.
Mm.
Woo, I love that. I love that. Right. God is telling Samuel, look, I got something new for you to do, but you got to go handle it. I'm telling you where to go, but I'm not giving you every little detail.
Wow.
He tells him to go and find Jesse. The next king is in Jesse's house.
Wow.
Go find him and one of his sons. So Samuel goes to town. He says, look here, I'm about to do a sacrifice. I got a heifer. Come on, consecrate yourselves. We about to sacrifice because I got to anoint one of Jesse's sons. Here we pick up in 1 Samuel 16 and 6 and 6. Look at this. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eli and thought, surely this is the Lord's anointing. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He took one look at him and said, you know what? He the oldest. He big. He tall. He strong. This got to be the Lord's anointing.
Wow.
And I don't know about you, but all of us, sometimes I think have misjudged something based on appearance.
Ah, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, it's about
that's
five good. Sisters online right now saying, Pastor, it's about five of them. That if I wasn't caught up in looks, they wouldn't have got the time of day. Praise
Ooh,
God. It's
wow.
about five of them. If I wasn't caught up in looks and materialistics, I wouldn't even talk to them. I wish I never spent any time with them. It's
yeah.
a trip because looks will mess us up. Appearance was messing us up. That's how you end up with somebody that's what? Good in the bed and bad for your head. Appearance will mess you up. That's how you end up with somebody that got money but treats you funny. Gotta be careful.
You
can't
preach.
Be caught up in appearance. I know with some brothers too that thought because she looked terrific, she wasn't toxic. Woo! Because she looked good, but she wasn't good for you. Praise God. Amen. We got to be careful. Appearance will get you caught up. Don't judge a book by its cover. It's one of the oldest sayings. Why? Jesus said, judge a tree by its fruit.
Yeah.
That every good tree will produce good fruit.
Yeah.
And every bad tree will produce corrupt fruit. You got to look at something and say, you know what? I got to look on the inside.
Jesus.
Anybody that has been through something knows what? That looks can be deceiving. Praise
yeah.
God. Amen.
Good.
Amen.
That's
so look
good.
At this. Look at this. Back to our original text. But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height,
mm-hmm.
for I have rejected him. The Lord does not see things the way you see them.
Mm-hmm.
People judge by the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Samuel anointed Saul to be king. Remember, I told you that. And Saul was big and was strong and was handsome. He had all the attributes that he thought a king should have.
Mm-hmm.
But then God says, hold up. Appearance is one thing, but I'm looking for something else.
Wow.
Whoa. Yeah. Appearance is one thing, but I'm looking for something else. What do you mean, God?
Wow.
God is looking at our hearts.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If he decided on height alone, I'm sorry. I'll be cut a little short. Praise God. Amen. If he decided on looks alone, I don't know if I would have made the cut. Ain't you glad about it that God don't care about your physical attributes, that he is looking at your heart, he's looking inside you and sees you, and he sees you, how he needs to see you, his son,
yeah.
his daughter, and to him you are perfect, and to
yeah.
him you are worth loving, to him
yeah.
you are everything. I thank God that he looks at me and looks at my heart.
Wow.
The reason God, listen here, listen, this is deep. The reason God judges us by our hearts is because our hearts, watch this, is how God chooses who he can trust with his glory.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I hope somebody getting this. I hope a note taker got something right there. The reason God judges by our hearts is because our hearts is how God chooses who he can trust with his glory.
Wow.
God needs to know that if I give you my glory, you're going to make my name famous.
Mm-hmm.
God needs to know if I give you my anointing, you're going to do my will.
Mm-hmm.
God needs to know, will you serve me only, or if I put you in the position where you serve yourself?
Mm-hmm.
If I blow you up right now, will I get all the glory for it and continue to get glory? Or will you take all the credit for everything?
That's good. That's
See,
good.
See, God
That's good.
Wants to know what's going on in our hearts.
Wow.
God was trying to test Samuel, let him know. Think about how deep this is. Appearance is how we think. Because our natural mind as human beings, when something looks good, we equate good with it.
Mm-hmm.
If it looks good, it has to be good.
Yeah.
But that's not how God does it. And it's a trip sometimes because we can be so prideful and be so caught up in appearance. We want to go, ain't nothing wrong with going to the gym. Ain't nothing wrong with getting your lashes, your hair done, ladies. Ain't nothing wrong, none of that. You should want to look good. Take some pride, not pride puffed up, but take some pride in how you look. You should want to look the best you can. But it's a trip when we work so much on our outer shell and won't do nothing for our inner.
That's good.
It's
That's
a trip
good.
When we spend hours at the gym and won't spend 15 minutes in the Word.
Come on.
It's a trip when we spend hours at the beauty salon and won't spend no time in the Word of God or prayer. We got to make sure we're not just working on our outside, but working on our inside, ladies. Why does the Bible say this? That beauty is vain and charm is deceptive, but a woman who is praised of the Lord is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
because
yes.
God knows this, beauty fades.
Uh-huh.
Things start hanging.
Right.
Our body starts expanding.
Right.
The older we get, it's a trip, y'all. So God is saying, look here, ain't nothing wrong with taking care of your body,
yeah.
but know this body gonna fade, but what's inside of you is gonna last
yes.
and live forever.
Lord.
Praise God. Amen.
Jesus,
amen.
Jesus, thank you, Lord. That's good.
So look at this. This is food for thought this week. Look at this. What are you doing to improve the appearance and attitude of your heart?
Mm.
Food for thought. I need you to think about that. Literally, what am I doing? That's a literal question. What am I doing to improve what? My attitude in my heart.
Wow.
And the appearance of my heart. Because when I go before God, is my heart pure?
Mm.
Have I repented for my sins? Have I asked God to cleanse me and wash me with his blood? Have I asked God to search me and see, it, God, where am I not pleasing to you
Come
at?
On.
Have I asked God to search me and say, God, I need you to pick me up right here. What have you done?
Come
because
on.
God wants to look at your heart. We don't understand it. I think sometimes we forget that God knows our hearts because the Bible says what? The heart is deceitfully wicked above all things.
Wow,
who
good.
Can know it but the Lord?
That's it.
That God is so good that he sees through us with awesome x-ray vision and not only looks at our heart, but knows the motives and the intent behind every decision we make.
Mm, Come on.
So think about that this week. What are you doing to improve the appearance, not on the outside, the appearance of your heart and the attitude of your heart?
That's good.
Let's look at this. Look at this. 1 Samuel 16:8. Then Jesse told his son Abinadab to step forward and walk in front of Samuel. But Samuel said that this is not the one the Lord has chosen. After the oldest was chosen, Jesse began to line the boys up. Look here, I know you told me to line up my sons. One of them got to be the anointed. I'm sure they're looking fine, looking good. He lines them up one by one. The Bible says next, he lined up his son Shemaiah to walk before Samuel. And Samuel got the same results, y'all. He said the Lord hasn't chosen any of them. Look at this. Verse 10, it says this. In the same way, all seven of Jesse's sons were presented to Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Wow, wow.
Jesus.
Something's wrong because Samuel can't believe the Lord hasn't chosen any of them. Maybe y'all know who Samuel, a prophet. Maybe y'all don't know who Samuel is. Maybe back up for a minute. Samuel, a prophet from God, one of the first prophets. Read the book of Samuel. Samuel had Hannah, a praying mama. You know, Hannah, the mama that prayed him through because she couldn't have no babies. His daddy was a righteous man too, giving sacrifices. And when he was a baby, when he's about three, after she winged him, she gave him to the temple. She said, God, if you bless me with a child, I'm going to give him back to you. Yeah. So Samuel grew up in the church. Samuel grew up around the priest. Yeah. Samuel heard God call him at a young age. Samuel was a man of God. In fact, in Samuel 3, he says this, as Samuel grew, the Lord was with him, and everything Samuel said proved reliable, which means he was a true prophet. Everybody knew from Dan to everywhere knew Samuel was the man. Everybody knew he was a prophet from God. So Samuel was tripping right now because why is going on? God told me to come to Jesse's house. God told me to find the son. So he's at the right place at the right time with the right father, but he's trying to find the right son, but he can't get the right results. Why can't he get the right results and complete God's will? Let's look at verse 11, 11a. Then Samuel asked, are these all the sons you have? They're still the youngest, Jesse replied. What'd you say? Samuel is tripping. He said, is this all the sons? God ain't chosen none of them. And then Jesse said, well, they're still the youngest. I'm sorry, I thought he told him to get all his sons. I'm sorry, I thought his instruction was to get all his sons. See, the father's negligence almost cost them the blessing.
Wow.
Ooh.
Jesus.
You got to be careful. Hear me here. Listen, don't let their disobedience distract you. I don't know who that's for, but I'm hoping it's helping somebody. Don't let other people's disobedience distract you. See, Samuel could have got frustrated. God told me to come here, and now ain't nothing happening. He told me to anoint the son. He could have got upset with God and been mad because you didn't got me all the way out here. I'm trying to find the right one, and then you ain't chosen none of them. But Samuel knew that God was reliable. He said, I don't care what Jesse's doing. Jesse had to be the one that made a mistake because God ain't made no mistake. You better know who God is in your life. When God calls you and told you to do something, you better know he calls you to do it. Don't get worried about their disobedience. Don't worry about their lying. Don't worry about their cheating. Don't worry about their abuse. Don't worry about none of that. You get away from that and follow God's voice.
Yes, that's good.
Samuel
is
tripping. He's like,
that's good.
Where's the youngest boy?
That's good.
You alienated him.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the youngest boy? And as I got to look at this, it tripped me out because I thought about it, and I said, we've all been Jesse at some point in my life. Yeah. See, God is trying to move, but Jesse's getting in the way. God is trying to move, but I'm getting in the way, if you didn't catch that. God's trying to have his way in my life, but for some reason, I keep getting in the way. How am I getting in the way? Because I'm kind of obeying. How am I getting in the way? Because I kind of obey God. I kind of follow his instructions. God's anointing can't move on half obedience. Woo!
Ooh.
Blew me up when God gave me that. His anointing can't move on half obedience.
Wow.
God sent Samuel to anoint the next king, but Samuel can't anoint the next king because Jesse followed halfway instructions. What's holding us back following halfway instructions?
Wow.
You want God to move and want him to do what he needs to do in your life. You want the blessing. You want the anointing. But we still halfway obeying God. And God is saying, I can't move halfway.
Jesus.
I need you to be all in.
Jesus,
I need you to give me all heart, all mind, all soul. The Bible says, what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your soul.
Yes.
Not half your heart, half your mind, half your soul.
Good.
He needs it all. He wants us to be all in so he can go all in for us.
Help us, Lord.
Look at this. Look at this.
Help us,
verse 11, the B clause.
Help us,
but he's out in the field watching the sheep and goats. Send for him at once, Samuel said. We will not sit down to eat until he arrives. Woo. Jesse, his father, had eight sons, but only brought seven to meet the prophet.
Wow.
The worst thing a father or a parent can do, watch this, is show favoritism to their kids.
Yeah.
A true story. I love this. I sit down with my kids, and it's funny. All from the oldest to the youngest, all three of them, they all swear that they my favorite. It's a trip. They be like, I'm daddy's favorite. They really be saying it to each other, too. I'm daddy's favorite. I'm daddy's favorite. And they all believe it all their heart. And I told Lady Thomas, I said, you know what? That makes me so happy as a father. That means what? That I spend time with them, and I love on them so much. They all think they my favorite.
That's good.
And I ain't got no favorite. Praise God. Amen. I love them all equally. They all have the biggest piece of my heart they can have. That's all my kids. But I spend enough time with them that they all think that they my favorite. Praise God. Amen. There's no greater feeling than that. So all I'm saying is be careful. Can you imagine how David could have felt?
Wow.
Jesse coming around talking to everybody. Look here, look here, look here. We about to have a meeting. Samuel coming to anoint one of y'all as king. I need y'all to get washed up, get clean, get ready, put on your best wardrobe. Make sure you're looking good, your teeth good. Everybody ready to go. David, you stay back with the sheep. Everybody ready to go. David, you stand back in the field. It's a trip when God has called us. We got to be careful not to neglect anybody.
Wow, that's good.
See, we don't want to exactly, we don't know exactly how God is going to move in any of our children's life.
Yeah.
So we don't want to discourage them. Mm-hmm. And kill their faith because we don't have faith. Woo.
Wow.
Jesse didn't
help
know.
Help us.
But I love this because David wasn't tripping over the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important, watch this, to know who God is and to have confidence in him. Because sometimes, watch this, our parents, our loved ones won't believe in us.
Yeah.
Sometimes people we love and hold dearly won't believe in us. He assumed because he was the youngest, he couldn't be the one.
That's good. Check this out.
Some scholars believe the reason he didn't take David because David, the youngest, was from an adulterous relationship.
Some
scholars believe the reason David wasn't invited because he was the youngest, but he was from an adulterous relationship. What do you mean, Pastor? With Psalms 51, where David is repenting for his sin with Bathsheba, he's repenting for what he did. He said something kind of strange. He said, "In sin, my mother conceived me."
Mm-hmm.
How did his mother conceive him in sin?
Wow.
Could it be that she was caught up with Jesse? That's a speculation. I'm not saying that happened, but that's what some scholars believe. But could it be that? Because that's a trick for him to say, in sin, my mother conceived me. That was me. I've been cursed with sin since the day I was born.
Wow.
But trip me out, though. But David is still not tripping. He's the youngest, but he's holding on.
Wow.
People thought he was birthed out of an affair. So because of that, Jesse said, you can't be the one that's going to be the next king because of your past.
Wow.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but don't think your past determines your future.
Woo.
It doesn't matter what my past is. It doesn't what you might have heard about me. It doesn't matter what I might have did. That God will clean me up and wipe me down. That God will call me to do something greater than I ever thought. God will come in my life and move and make me a force. Why? Because of his glory.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Look at this. Look at this. Look at this.
Thank you, Lord.
So trip this out. So David is now at the meeting. Samuel says, hold up. Hold up, player. Hold up, player. I got the heifer, the sacrifice. We got the food. I got the anoint oil. But we won't get started until the young man shows up. Whew. We won't get started. I miss y'all shout. It's cool. You got your sons here. I got the oil. I got the heifer. I got everything. But we not going to start until the youngest shows up.
Ooh, my God.
Stop getting mad when you don't get invited to the table.
Ah.
Stop getting mad. You exactly what God wants you to be. You can't trip when people don't invite you and want you to be there. Just know if God got you and he got your back, when your time comes, when your season comes, it's going to be big.
Yes.
When it's your season, God's going to move everything out the way. Do you understand what I'm saying? He's there to anoint them, but he said we're not going to get started until the youngest shows up. Whatever God got for your life ain't going to get started until you get there.
Woo.
You ain't got to rush there. You ain't got to sneak there. You ain't got to creep there. You ain't got to lie there.
Come
you ain't got to cheat there. You ain't got to do nothing outside of God's will. When you do what you're supposed to be doing, he was tending the sheep, doing what he's supposed to be doing. God will open up the door and make sure you're there when it's your time.
That's it. That's good.
Look at this. Verse 12. So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome with beautiful eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said, this is the one, anoint him.
Ooh,
woo.
Jesus.
Remember I told you earlier, they said, we need some consecration. We're about to make a choice. They went from consecration. Watch this. Now they see the confirmation.
Oh, that's good.
God saw David and said, this is the one I can trust.
That's good.
This is the one that'll love me for me.
Yeah.
This is the one that'll love me after all my heart.
That's
what David is known as what? A man is after God's own heart.
Mm-hmm.
That he loved God that much. Mm-hmm. God seen something in David that he didn't see in his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
That if I give him my glory, I can trust it. I ain't saying he perfect. I ain't saying he gonna never make no mistakes. But when it come down to it, if I give him my glory, he gonna make sure I'm lifted up. Look at this. And I promise I'm almost done, y'all. Look at this. 1 Samuel 6:13, the A clause.
Mm-hmm.
So as David stood there among his brothers,
yeah.
Samuel took the flask of olive oil. he had brought and anointed David with the oil. Jesus, Jesus, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord came over him powerfully. Mm-hmm. From that day on, then Samuel left. Woo, woo, woo. David stood among his brothers. Check this out. Yeah. Can you imagine everybody facing the room? All seven, Jesse been telling all seven of them, one of y'all about to be the king, one of y'all about to be the man, one of my sons about to be it. Yes. And then the youngest walks in, and then the prophet takes out the flask, anoints him with oil, everybody, in front of everybody, and then the Spirit of the Lord takes over him. Woo!
Wow.
I bet come their on, mouth dropped on, like a mud. I bet their tongue hit the floor. I bet them wisdom teeth was all on the ground. They couldn't believe the one that's out there with the sheep that was dirty, the one who wasn't even invited, is the one who gets the anointing.
Come on.
The runt of the children, the one who wasn't invited, the one who had been forgotten about. And that's my words today. Watch this. David was child 8 out of 8. What does 8 mean? New beginnings. Praise God.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
David is the child of new beginnings. So when I got a fresh anointing coming, it got to be a new beginning coming in my life. I'm ready for a new beginning, a new season. And for that season, I need a fresh anointing. Watch this. God said, look here, I let you pick Saul. I let y'all pick Saul. He's the one that didn't obey me. I let y'all do. Y'all wanted the king so bad, so y'all wanted Saul. I gave y'all Saul. Yeah. He didn't obey me. Y'all banked on his looks and his appearance. Y'all banked on how he looked. Y'all banked on the way he talked. Y'all banked on all these other things instead of looking on the inside. Now God says, I'm doing the picking. Woo!
That's it.
I thank God that he does the picking now. Amen. Jesus. Amen. He said, I'm picking someone that might not be as tall. I'm picking someone that might not be as handsome. I'm picking someone that might not be as gifted as a speaker. But the one I'm picking has the right heart. The one I'm picking loves me for real. The one I'm picking is ready to surrender all to do my will. The one I'm picking, I love this. Samuel anointed David. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him powerfully.
Wow.
Woo!
Wow.
The Spirit of the Lord came on him powerfully after the anointing. So when I'm anointed, when I get the oil, watch this. The Spirit coming.
Jesus, come on.
When he puts his anointing on me, and that fresh oil on me, the Spirit comes with power.
Yes.
I got strength to move in God now.
Yes.
So look at this. It doesn't matter, watch this, how anybody sees me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what my mama sees. It don't matter what my daddy see. It don't matter what my brother see, what my sister see, friend or foe. It doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, all that matters is how God sees
That's
me.
Good. That's good.
And
That's
if he can
good.
See my heart and see me humble, if he can see my heart and saying, God, I love you for real. If he can see my heart and can cleanse me and make me anew, the anointing will flow
That's
fresh and
good.
God can move in your life.
Yes.
Is there anybody that can declare, woo,
yes.
devil, you will not get any glory out of my life. Devil, you will not get any glory. You will not get anything out of my life. It is because of God.
Yes.
He is the reason. Yes. How he sees me is what got me through.
Jesus.
It's because he keeps loving me.
Jesus.
And loving me in spite of my faults, in spite of my sins, in spite of everything. He keeps loving me.
Yes.
I need the Spirit of the Lord to move on me today.
Jesus.
Today is a wonderful day to get saved. I'm just telling you. God's been that good and that kind. And if you know you need Jesus, hey, I ain't got time to play. If you know you need to be saved, if you know you need to give God your heart, your life, if you know you need to give God your mind, today is today to wave that white flag. You know what? It's a trip because we surrender on conditions.
Yeah.
God, if you do this, I'll do that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm here to tell you, God don't work like that. That we got to come and go all in. We got to say, you know what, God? I'm turning over a new leaf. God, I'm about to do a 180. And God, I don't care. I ain't going to let no devil in hell. I ain't going to let no demon on earth. I ain't going to let no person take me back. I got to make a decision, God. I'm ready to follow you and give you all my heart, mind, and soul. It's too many things fighting for our times and our affections and fighting for everything. We need to be concerned about how God sees us. God, is this pleasing to you? Yeah, God. Is this life I'm living pleasing to you, God? I need you to see me, God. I need you to see me. He sees us anywhere. The Bible declares that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, seeing the good and the evil of men. The eyes of God sees it anyway. So why not when he look upon me, he can smile and say, that's my son. That's my daughter. That's the one I'm pleased with. That's the one that lives to obey me. That's the one that walks in my will. That's the one that is doing what I called him to do on the earth. What better affirmation is that to have my Father who is in heaven tell me through my spirit that I'm living for him, that I'm doing what he called me to do. If you need to be saved, tomorrow's not promised. As we know, tomorrow's not promised. Anything can happen. And I just realized that I ain't got enough time to waste. I ain't got enough day to waste, another second, another minute. living outside of God's will. Because God is too real. That God has done too many things in our lives. God has done so much for us. God loves us even when we ain't thinking about him. He's trying to get us saved. And he's the farthest thing from our mind. So if you know you need Jesus Christ, open up your hands and your heart. Repent of your sins and say, Father, I need a Savior. I need your son. I need to be redeemed. I need to be redeemed. I need to be saved. I need to give him my heart and my mind. God wants to open up some doors in your life. God wants to move in your life. But my confidence comes from how God sees me. Appearance. What appearance do you want to be? Because everybody's looking. We're looking at ourselves or somebody's looking at us. And what appearance do you want to have? Our children are watching us. They looking up to us and saying, how do I want to live? What do I want to be like? What appearance do we have? And I'd rather my appearance be for the glory of God. I thank you for worshiping with us. Hallelujah. We give you praise, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory, oh God. We thank you, oh God. So we thank you for worshiping with us today. I pray this message bless you. Until next week, don't forget, we are having our pull-up service. We are pulling up. We're having food on Friday, free pizza, free drinks. And then we're having pull-up service where we're going to worship together outside in the parking lot, 7440 North Michigan Road. So I pray this message has blessed you. I pray that we will see you next weekend, and God may continue to shine upon you. And I pray that if you're not saved, that you choose to get saved.
Amen.
Love you, and God bless.
Amen. Yeah.